Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra, with me, Richard McLean Smith, where for the weeks in between episodes, we look at stories and ideas that for one reason or other, didn't make it into the previous show. Last week's episode, Lying in Wait, detailed the haunting experience of a group of US Marines who spent 60 days stationed on top of a notorious observation point in Helmand Province in South Afghanistan, known to some as The Rock. It is perhaps unsurprising that stories of ghosts should materialize out of the experiences of war, given the ever-present proximity of death and the heightened emotional state of all those caught up in it. Ultimately, however, it is the location of this story that takes center stage. Though the people change, it endures like a strange radio tower made of earth and rock, broadcasting the tales of a land haunted by decades of conflict. Though somewhat of a tangent, it put me in mind of another equally strange location that has become synonymous with wartime tales of the strange and unnerving. It was back in March 2016 that a worker at a storage depot used by the National Library of the Czech Republic came across an unusual collection of books that had not seen the light of day since the 1950s. Comprised of various occult texts, as well as histories of witchcraft, Freemasonry and folklore, the collection is believed to have formed part of a vast book library, much of it stolen, of similar material that had once been the possession of Heinrich Himmler. As the head of the German SS unit, it is thought that Himmler intended to keep the books at Castle Wevelsberg in Germany, which he'd earmarked as a potential headquarters for the SS. Some, however, believed that many of the books were in fact taken to another, even more mysterious castle, located in the forests of Bohemia in modern-day Czech Republic, for reasons that have never been entirely clear. Perhaps we might find a clue in one of my favourite horror films of the 1980s. Michael Mann's flawed 1983 masterpiece, The Keep, based on the book by Paul Wilson, tells the story of a troop of German SS soldiers stationed at a strange and ancient castle high up in the Carpathian Mountains in Romania, who are slowly being killed off by a mysterious force located there. The force is later revealed to be a dark and powerful entity that had been trapped in the depths of the castle's keep, only to be reawakened by the presence and nefarious energy of the German soldiers. I have no evidence to suggest the keep was based on the stories surrounding Hauska Castle, but there's certainly good reason to think it was. The prisoner leant over the edge and peered down into the unfathomable deep beyond, as far off from out of the depths of the surrounding forest, a wolf howled. As the man continued to stare, he was almost certain he felt a warm air beginning to rise up from somewhere deep inside the crevasse when he caught sight of something slithering about in the darkness. The prisoner jumped back from the edge, his feet scuffing at the rock, sending a handful of dust and pebbles cascading down into the abyss. As the prisoner clung gratefully to the rope tied tightly around his waist, all about waited expectantly for the sound of the rocks hitting the bottom, but no such sound came back. The prisoner looked pleadingly toward Heinek Burke. He changed his mind, he said. He'd rather face the noose than spend another second near this place. But Heinek Burke didn't flinch and waved for the soldiers to begin lowering the man into the vast, endless crevasse. According to local legend, the fissure had appeared one morning sometime in the early 13th century, striking a seemingly endless cleft through a small limestone ridge deep within the forests of central Bohemia in present-day Czech Republic, roughly 60 kilometers north of Prague. Reports of strange, half-human, half-demonic creatures seen flying out of the crevasse, killing and mutilating local livestock, soon began to circulate, while some claimed that anyone walking too close to the rift would be dragged into it, only to return half-human, half-demonic themselves. The locals called it the gateway to hell. As the story goes, Heinek Burke of Duba, a confidant of the reigning monarch of the time, Ottokar II, took it on himself to investigate the rumours. After locating the mysterious crack, Burke offered to pardon any condemned prisoner who was willing to be lowered into it to see what exactly was down there. On the first attempt, a prisoner, equipped with a burning torch to light the way, was lowered by Burke's guards into the hole, being dropped deeper and deeper until a distant, horrific scream was heard, shooting up from deep inside the chasm. With the guards working furiously to recover the man, he emerged finally into the light, his eyes vacant and lips trembling as he mumbled something indecipherable. His hair had turned completely white. If you're an entrepreneur or independent professional, now is the time to accelerate ahead of all your competitors, and I want to help you do just that. I got together with Proton, an app-based all-in-one tool for small businesses, and we're announcing an incredible free offer, but more on that in a sec. Proton is the smartest, fastest, easiest business solution I've found for growing and managing your small business, and it's all within a single app. Like LinkedIn for the 21st century, with Proton you can attract clients with engaging videos, using Proton's magic mode to interact with documents and images within your videos. Proton also gives you the opportunity to manage all your invoicing and get paid through the app too. Create your public profile in under 5 minutes and watch your sales grow. Analyze your business and understand your customers all through one single dashboard. Right now, Unexplained listeners can get Proton free. Yes, completely free. Visit proton.com/unexplained. Download the app in seconds, set up your public profile in minutes, all at your fingertips. That's proton.com/unexplained, proton.com/unexplained. One of the only sources, if not the only source, that gives some indication as to when Hauska Castle was built can be found in Václav Hayek's Chronika Česka, or Bohemian Chronicles, which was first published in 1543. In it, Hayek makes reference to a certain castle of Hauska being in existence as far back as 1316. The eponymous Hauska is thought to have been the son of famed ruler Slavibor, who may have built a wooden fortress on the site of what would later become Hauska Castle sometime in the 10th century, naming it after his son. Heinek Burke is believed to have built a stone castle on the same spot, sometime in the mid-13th century, then later adopted the name Hausker for himself, becoming Heinrich Berke of Hausker. It is said that Berke, having either been convinced of the diabolic nature of the mysterious crack in the forest, or simply as a way to placate the local population who believed it, constructed the castle in an effort to keep whatever terrible things might emerge from it at bay. Substantial stone plates were laid over the apparent crack in the limestone ridge. A chapel was then constructed over the offending spot, around which the castle was built. Apocryphal or not, there are numerous facts about the castle that suggest there may be more than a little truth to its supposed dark origins. For a start, being located in the depths of what at the time would have been almost impenetrable forest and swampland, while also being nowhere near a fresh water source, the castle, which would have been incredibly expensive to build, had absolutely no strategic purpose whatsoever. Adding further to the mystery, although the castle was significantly altered in the 17th century, with its towers, moat, and defences being removed, it is said to have originally been constructed in such a way that its fortifications faced inward toward the chapel. The only explanation for this, it seems, is that the castle was built as a defence, not against the outside world, but against what was contained within it. While inside the chapel, frescoes dating from the 1400s that still survive today depict scenes of the Archangel Michael fighting a dragon, symbolic of his fight against supposed evil, as well as an image of him weighing souls for their last judgment. As the Bible has it, it is the Archangel Michael who is given the task of defeating Satan in the end times. Another image found inside the chapel appears to show a female centaur holding a bow in their left hand, which some have identified as being significant since the left hand has often been associated with the devil. In the 17th century, Hausker Castle was located in the Kingdom of Bohemia, also referred to as the Czech Kingdom, within the broader umbrella of the Holy Roman Empire. During the early 17th century, much of the empire was embroiled in a bitter and bloody battle as two of its major players, the Habsburg family and the French House of Bourbon, battled for supremacy. The resulting conflict, one of the most destructive in European history, would eventually last for 30 years, becoming known as the 30 Years' War, and claimed the lives of anywhere between 4.5 to 8 million people. During the war, many other peripheral powers were drawn into it to protect their various territories within the empire, including Gustavus Adolphus, the then King of Sweden. As a consequence, it is rumoured that a Swedish commander named Otranto used his involvement in the war as an opportunity to secure Castle Hausker for himself, having been drawn to it by its dark and tantalising mythology. After capturing the castle during the Swedish army's forays into Bohemia, Otranto, a supposed alchemist and practitioner of magic, is said to have made attempts to harness the strange energy said to be contained within the castle's walls. While Otranto was staying at the castle, it is believed that his soldiers were given free rein to rape and pillage the surrounding communities. In revenge, while also unnerved by the reports of strange occult experiments being carried out at the castle, two local hunters assassinated the Swedish commander, supposedly killing him while he was in the midst of one such strange experiment. In the years after Otranto's supposed occupation, the castle is thought to have fallen into severe disrepair. After being restored significantly in the early 19th century, it began once again to draw in all manner of visitors, curious to know more about the peculiar fortress on the limestone cliff. In 1836, poet Karl Heinrich Mascher, while in the middle of a walking tour of the local area, is said to have spent a night at the castle. That night, it is claimed that Mascher fell into a deep but fitful sleep, in which he found himself drifting toward the chapel, only to be pulled deep below the floor and through into the chasm below it. Moments later, he found himself wandering unfamiliar streets, soon realizing he'd been propelled 200 years into the future. As he apparently wrote in a letter to a friend, he was surrounded by huge towers like sandstone cliffs with holes dotted throughout them, from out of which eerie yellow light was shining, like modern-day tower blocks perhaps. While later, he saw a woman on the street watching moving pictures out of a small box-like contraption she was holding in her hand. Just over 100 years later, under the orders of Adolf Hitler, the German army invaded Czechoslovakia, and a short time later, a troop of SS guards was stationed at Castle Hauska. Just why they were there, however, remains a mystery. Today, Hauska Castle remains open to visitors, nestled deep within the forests of Bohemia, as beguiling and incomprehensible as ever. If you enjoy Unexplained and would like to help support us, you can now do so via Patreon. To receive access to ad-free episodes, just go to patreon.com/unexplainedpod to sign up. Unexplained, the book and audiobook, featuring 10 stories that have never before been covered on the show, is now available to buy worldwide. You can purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Waterstones, among other bookstores. All elements of Unexplained, including the show's music, are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or Twitter at unexplainedpod and Facebook at facebook.com/unexplainedpodcast.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.